This is sa-news.com. A hypocritical jeweler, Tiffany & Co., uses a blood diamond from Kimberly in a woke campaign with Beyoncé. Immediately gets accused of theft. Give it back to South Africa. Beyoncé and Tiffany & Co. are accused of using a stolen blood diamond in their advertising campaign. This story not only exposes the ignorance of the world about South Africa's history, but more and more large multinational companies that became rich from colonialism, yet who constantly blame white South Africans, are caught out when they try to hide behind blacks to cover up their sins and try cover their enormous profits from colonialism in innocence. In this case, it's Tiffany & Co. who directly benefited seeing that the diamond has remained in their possessions since they bought it in Kimberley in 1878. Imagine being told to give your priceless diamond to a bunch of black despots, who would immediately sell it off to another big multinational and then greedily divide up and consume the proceeds. Black musician Beyoncé and jewelry company Tiffany & Co. caused controversy after trying to portray the musician as the first black woman to wear the iconic Tiffany diamond. Critics immediately began to argue that the famous stone was apparently stolen during the colonial era. One wonders, then, if the Khoisan and Bantu knew about it, did they deliberately leave the diamonds underground there? Or did they not have the skills to exploit it, because they did not even have a wheel in use before the Europeans arrived, or did they just not know that the stones were there? Tiffany & Co. claimed on Monday that Beyoncé was the first black woman and only the fourth woman ever to wear the legendary stone as part of their new advertising campaign about love. We wonder when the first Chinese, first Indian, first paraplegic, or even first spaceman will get the chance to be hypocritical. Tiffany & Co. boasted on Twitter that the Tiffany diamond is invaluable and has been worn by only three women since its discovery in 1877. The three previous bearers were Mrs. E. Sheldon Whitehouse in 1957, the iconic actress Audrey Hepburn in 1961, and pop musician Lady Gaga in 2019. Many social media users were also not so excited about this historic first. Critics described the colonial history surrounding the discovery of the precious yellow stone as problematic. The yellow diamond was mined in Kimberley, South Africa in 1877 and is one of the largest of its kind ever discovered and weighs 128.54 carats. The founder of Tiffany & Co., Charles Louis Tiffany, an American, bought the diamond the following year, and it has remained with the company ever since. One Twitter user appealed to Tiffany & Co. to give it back to South Africa, not knowing that South Africa did not even exist at the time. Ironically, the term blood diamond is derived from diamonds used by black militias to wage territorial wars in Angola and has nothing to do with colonialism. The ignorance was proven when several people on social media described the stone as a blood diamond, and Maclean's contributing editor quoted several quotes from the spokesman of the Kimberley mines where the diamond was discovered, with the contemptuous reference to the race of the workers who mined at the time. Critics also accused Beyoncé of hypocrisy for portraying herself as an advocate of African culture, while at the same time carrying a stone discovered and sold during colonialism to the very company that surely paid him millions to appear in their advertising campaign. The irony is infinite. Of course, there is always the usual far-left reaction intended to create white guilt from a black American woman who tweeted that so many wealthy white corporations have created their wealth and stolen valuable resources from Africa. Then the colonializers sell the beautiful stories that the first black woman carrying a stone which was stolen from a black continent. We wonder if she says the same about the black chiefs who sold their own black enemies to Jewish slave traders. Many blacks were imported by Britain to provide much of the cheap labor in the Kimberley mines. Many black and white miners died from poor health and mining accidents that was normal in those days. Not that the truth has anything to do with what's going on in today's world. Please visit sa-news.com. For more headlines, that challenges mainstream media.